Hello, world. Welcome to Discover Your Talent, Do What You Love, number 220. I'm creator and host, Don Hutchison. Every day, I interview someone around the world who has discovered her talents to do work she loves, to create a life of success, satisfaction, and freedom. Once a week, I interview a well-known expert from the fields of personal development, education, career, and life planning, and other disciplines, who share experiences, tools, and insights to help our listeners along their journeys. Today, I'm delighted to bring you our featured expert, Louise Armstrong. Welcome, Louise.
Thank you so much. It's a huge honor to be here with you all today. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Louise Armstrong is dedicating her life to ensuring that women who are stuck, frustrated, lost, or have no idea of the next step to take find fulfillment and purpose in the best half of their lives. Louise is results-driven, guiding her clients every step of the way to loving relationships, well-paid, rewarding careers, vitality, and health. Throughout the year, Louise runs three-day intensive workshops alongside working one-on-one with her priority clients, ensuring that they achieve their dreams. Well, Louise, today's topic, as we've discussed, is a big one. It's called Finding Your Life's Path, and as we've discussed many times, I don't think there is a goal or an issue that people face that has more profound impact. So set the table for us and talk about why this is a vital issue for people around the world.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you for that. Yeah, this I think this is really the crux in many, many people's lives, and it can happen in your 20s, your 30s, at really any time. I particularly have chosen to work with women because I can resonate with how they feel, because I've been there myself, totally stuck with no idea what to do next financially, with relationships, where we were living. The whole thing was just upside down and a mess. So that is what drives me to my dedication. Mm-hmm. So working with women, I'm very, very much results-based. So it isn't that I will work with people for an hour a week or send the odd email or whatever. I fix a program with them. So if they need daily help, that's what they get. If they need weekly help, that's what they get. So it's all about the client's results. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm coming from. So the process I go through is we start off with what I call the foundation. And the foundation really is creating and being able to keep a positive mindset, because that is crucial from day one. So I help the women to boost their self-esteem, to be able to cope better with everyday life challenges. And this effectively comes from gratitude, daily success rituals, exercise, and how to self-care, how to look after themselves, which a lot of women have let slip along the way in life, you know, looking after children, caring for their husbands, their partners, basically looking after everybody else but themselves. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the first times that they really do put themselves first. And it's quite hard for a lot of women to actually do that, even to accept that that's what they're going to do.
How do you open that discussion? How do you open that topic? How do you open them to this idea? Where do you start with that?
I always give a little analogy, actually. You remember, we don't have it now because we all watch the screen, but on the aircraft, when the cabin crew come on and they show us if there's an emergency, mm-hmm, and we need oxygen, analogy that we need to put the oxygen masks on ourselves first before we look after our children. Mm-hmm. And that's the picture they need to keep in mind, because if we feel good as women, we are going to be much better wives, parents, friends, colleagues. We're going to be able to relate to others in a much better and a more effective manner. So by looking after ourselves in the very first instance does help others. And it's a selfless act.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So we talk about it sort of in that way, because a lot of women will think it's sort of selfish because they're used to putting everyone else first.
So what happens next in the process after the foundation? Oftentimes this is a live setting, right? Your workshops.
Yes, exactly. This is all on day one. So we'll have an introduction to find out where people are in their lives. We'll ascertain whether people are looking to really focus on their health, perhaps their relationships, their career. Perhaps they've never had a career. Maybe they want to start a business. They generally come with ideas. That's basically the setting. And then we talk about creating this positive mindset. And then we move on to choosing a specific intention and a goal, something we're going to work on. And this can change. This can very much change throughout the workshop. Quite often with women, we will start off with perhaps with a weight issue. So they want to lose a few kilos in weight. Mm-hmm. And within an hour and a half, we're actually talking about relationships.
Okay.
So we've moved on. But we need somewhere to start. Everybody chooses an intention and a goal, and we work with that together. And then one by one, I take each lady aside and we have a personal discussion. It's the one-on-one. We get that all in place. We then surround that with affirmations, and these will motivate people to move forwards. They have a positive mindset. They know how to keep one. They choose an intention and a goal, and they surround this with affirmations.
Give us a few affirmations that they could have in their minds.
Okay. An affirmation is a short sentence. It's always in the present tense and positive. So I feel amazing. And I am fantastic. I am wealthy. I run an awesome business. So anything that's present and positive. So we don't say things like, I am debt free.
Mm-hmm.
Or I am going to lose weight, because then our subconscious mind will focus in on the negative word.
Mm-hmm.
So everything positive and present tense.
Okay.
As if we have arrived at the goal now.
Yes. Okay. So what's next?
Okay. Then next we form a few action steps as to how we're going to get there, because we don't just lie down and visualize and it falls out of the ceiling. You know, we've actually... we've got to take some steps. So with each lady, we will work out what action they feel they can take. So they have a plan. So there'll be small steps they take on a daily basis. There'll be larger goals on a weekly basis. There'll be even bigger goals on a monthly basis. So they are comfortable. They know exactly where they are within that plan.
Yeah.
So effectively, this is all conscious work, which is... the main bulk of the first day.
I can just imagine how freeing these exercises are.
They are, and they're wonderful to do when you have a small group of women, because we really do interact. It's a very, very safe environment for them. If they want to get up and have a cup of coffee or go or move around the room, you know, they're more than welcome to do so. We don't restrict them to their places. Because what we're doing at the moment is building up their inner confidence, their self-esteem, so they feel better about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So once they start feeling better about themselves, we can then move on to what I call one of the most important parts, and that is removing, discovering, finding out what it is that holds them back. So why aren't they where they want to be in life? Why aren't they doing what they love to do? They don't even, half the time, they don't even know what they love doing. So why don't we know what we want?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't we there? And we often can't face these things that are holding us back because they're very, very painful. So it's the mind protecting us from deep situated, painful things that have been around for us and for many, 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 many years. Going right back to our childhood.
Exactly.
So if we started to, you know, look into these beliefs in the first hour, it wouldn't work. Our minds would not allow us to go there.
No.
So that's why there's a lot of build up. I make it very safe that it's, you know, 100% confidential. I share a lot about me, and everything stays in the room. And I think because I open up as well, that helps everybody else. This is safe.
Is this at the end of the first day?
Yes.
Okay. They've gone from building a positive mindset to looking at specific goals and intentions and action step. So all of this is just shaking up their framework in a good way, in a nurturing way. But by the time they get to what holds them back, they can just imagine that for many of them, it just comes out, right?
It does. I mean, through my coaching, I really believe a lot of things come to the surface through actually the spoken word. And that's why in my personal coaching, I do a lot more one-on-one conversations over Skype video and some face-to-face in Dubai. But I find it far more effective by what somebody's saying, their language, their facial expression. You know, we can tell a huge amount from that than from me sending someone a PDF document.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so I'm very...
It's always in the eyes, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. You can tell a lot, you know, from that. It's a funny position to be in because you need to be very, very gentle, yet you need to be very firm.
Mm-hmm. You want to challenge them, but if you challenge them too much, they see it as a judgment or that you're pushing too hard. Gentle but firm.
Absolutely. I mean, they come up with the answers. I don't.
Exactly.
You know, I just ask the questions, and it is one of the most satisfying, rewarding things when someone really has a breakthrough and goes, "I don't believe that." It's just phenomenal. It
yes,
really is phenomenal.
I hear that. Well, what happens next in this work?
So that sort of takes us towards the end of day one. Also, throughout that day, I have worksheets that really helps people to write things down because also I'm a firm believer in the written word. So, you know, we do a lot of writing down. I have worksheets on fears. So there's different types of questions. There's different types of things that will really stimulate what's going on. That's really the end of day one. So they will leave. They all get a gratitude diary. So they understand the importance of gratitude. So we learn to focus on what we have and not what we don't have. And then one of the greatest things that I do give people is what I call a high and a low light journal. So at the front of the journal, they will write anything that comes up specifically. So it's a highlight. It's a really good thing that's happened to them. And at the back, it will be what we call a low light. So it will be a negative thing that's happened to them, maybe where they react, etc. So they will learn to use this journal. So they all go away with tools in their hands so that they have something concrete also to hold on to. So the next day, we come in again and we just do a check over the intention and goals, whether we're all still on track, whether people, you know, are still happy with that, whether it blows their mind away to have such an amazing intention, whether that is still the goal they want to keep. Overnight, a lot of struggles will have come up, which is fantastic. That's what we want. We're bringing them to the surface because these women over the years have pushed their frustrations, their fears, their worries deep inside them, so deep inside them they can't find them anymore. They don't know what they are. They have just become blocks in their lives. So we are gradually pulling these fears to the surface because once these fears are faced and exposed, we then start to dissolve them. So this is the really, really important part. This was phenomenal in my life. It changed my life around on a permanent basis. And that's why I spend a lot of time here because we do not want to see these fears again. These have been around a long time and they don't serve us. So for the early part in the day, we just go through the fears that they think are coming up. There's a bit more of a bit of writing exercise that we do as well. The location I have is it's a fantastic location where we are because I do let them go off at this point to the beach and they are able to get back to nature, to hear the water, just to take half an hour out to see if just see how they feel. Just see how it's all settling with all this stuff going around. Then I take each lady individually and we go through what I call a timeline. We discuss their goal and intention and perhaps why they think they can't get there. I had one lady the other day, she wanted a book. She wanted her book that she'd written to be published. But she was terrified of the rejection, she might get rejected from the publisher. So she didn't even put her book in. So we start off with that feeling. So let's say we start off with rejection. What's underneath that rejection? Where is it coming from? Because really, she's not terrified of the book not being published. This has gone on for many, many years. So I take her back to a timeline Still may well be rejection that is her biggest fear at that time, but it could well develop into something else. And we go right back to maybe 6 or 7, nothing specific, but an early age. We go back into childhood. And then we do a process of forgiveness and love. Mm-hmm. So this person then replaces that negative feeling. Now, sometimes, obviously, in a workshop environment, depending on the people and depending on the situation, we can't work through all of these in that environment. So I give a taster. We give an essence of how it works. So people can go away and try this by themselves. They put on some nice music. They'll light a candle. They'll get themselves into a relaxed state of mind where they're able to access the information.
Beautiful. What happens next?
Well, depending on the situations with people, if it's if we have a lot of relationship issues, we then do that as a group. We will determine who the issue is with. So perhaps it's with a parent. It is more than likely with a parent. It can be a grandparent. It can be a sibling. It doesn't really matter who it is. But if it is a big relationship issue, we will go through a letter writing process. So we will write a letter very much from the heart. This is not a letter of content. It is a letter written from the heart. So there's plenty of paper and you just write from the heart. That's all you do. You write to that person everything they have done to you, every single thing. And stuff comes up that you've never even thought of. You won't believe what comes out on these papers. It'll be about 8 sides of A4 papers. There'll be a lot of tears going on. It's very, very releasing. We then take the papers and we burn them. And that is a huge release for a lot of people to see the ash go into the sky.
Just imagining that most people had suppressed so many of those experiences, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and for many, many years, Don, this is the thing. They've been, you know, battened down. I call it stamped down, mm-hmm. you know, inside of us. And as soon as we do that with a fear, with a worry, with any negative emotion, it does the opposite. It starts to manifest.
Right.
And that's when it rears its ugly head. And I'm a firm believer that if we get rid of, I mean, we've got lots of limiting beliefs, don't get me wrong, but if we can get rid of a significant one that is really holding us back from where we want to be, it opens up such a brand new mindset and you don't have to try anymore. The trying stops. And that was very much me turning around and healing the relationship with my mother. I didn't have to try anymore. Yes. So life became so much easier.
It's like there's this giant albatross, albatross around our shoulders that just, as you say, just thwarts everything. It's just always there on some level, second guessing us.
It is. And a lot of the time people will suppress it and carry on with life and then it rears its ugly head again.
Right.
And then it rears its ugly head again and then again. And then people will get to a point where they don't want it anymore, but they don't know on earth what to do with it. They just know they don't want to feel like that anymore.
Yeah, if you can't get rid of it, if you can't purge it through a process like that you're doing, it ambushes you and you act out, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's when you get the saying that, you know, somebody can say 2 words to you and the knife's gone in.
Yes.
You know, people know where to put the knife. For me, with the relationship with my mother that had been very destructive for 30, 35 years, I could keep my mouth shut for 3 days and I could, you know, I could suppress everything and I could be as good as gold. But then that was it. After day 3, there was a big explosion and it would have been over nothing.
Yes.
Absolutely nothing. And I'm seeing this time and time and time again with people's bosses, with partners, with children, because this pattern then goes on to the child. which I was becoming aware of myself, the relationship I was having with my mum was then being poured onto my children. So now we've completely healed this and turned it around. My children have now got a good relationship with their grandmother.
Amazing. Well, what happens next?
So that's really all on day two, and that is a huge amount. We do lots of different exercises, and we really get to the bottom of where these beliefs started. So that really is day two in a nutshell. It's an incredibly emotional day, incredibly emotional. There's a lot of tears. There's a lot of hugging, people jumping up and down. There's huge relief. People, you know, they feel as if a cloud is just lifted from their shoulders. We then tend to go out for a dinner that evening because we're like a close, you know, we've performed a very close-knit bond here, and there's a lot more exchange that goes on. And it's nice if the ladies as well interact with each other, and sometimes they'll form, you know, friendships that they then take away with them as well. Mm-hmm. So this day is very much the release, and it's a very, very important day because it means that people can move on far quicker.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So tell us about day three.
Yeah. So day three, in the morning, we consolidate again that we now have a daily plan, because this is crucial that people know what to do. They have a toolbox. They know what's in their toolbox, how to keep that positive mindset. Because we are creatures of habit, we very easily slip back into our old ways. I mean, 90% of the thoughts that we have today, we had yesterday.
Yes.
So that it's difficult to start new habits and really ingrain them. So we have to be very focused. It has to be done on, you know, very much a conscious level. So we go back over that. So everybody is very, very clear and with their gratitude, with their positive mindset. They have such clear direction. They can see it. We then move on to a lot of visualization. So they will be able to very clearly see their goal. It is crystal clear now. They can have different types of visualizations, but the goal is the same. Because if they don't, if it's all muddy and they don't really know where they're going, they're not going to get there. It's like going across a busy town and you have no idea of where you're going. No map, no Google Maps on your phone or whatever. Right. If you have no idea how to get there or even where you're going, you know, it's going to make it very, very difficult. So it needs to be crystal clear. So we just reiterate that everybody is happy with where they're going. They can visualize. Everyone can visualize. So we then work with the next stage we work on is a positive thought. So they will be able to hold this positive thought for 15 seconds.
Wow.
So they practice that. Now, that can be any positive thought. That can be from having a cup of tea to lying in bed to being at the beach with your family. It doesn't matter what it is. It's the emotion. It's not the picture in your mind. It's the emotion the picture causes. So that when a negative thought comes into their mind, they can very quickly cancel it out. And when it's done over a period of time, it happens automatically.
Yes.
And it is a wonderful way to be, that as soon as some negative stuff starts coming up, it's cancelled straight away before it manifests. So this is something that we work on. This is something people often think they can't do. But by the time we've got to lunchtime, they're ecstatic because they've learned yet another skill. So it's filling up their toolbox with skills. Because we can't just stand there and tell people, well, don't worry and don't do this and don't do that. Life doesn't work like that.
No.
You know, if you knew not how to worry, you wouldn't worry. You know, that's it. So we have all that in place. We just check in again on the fears, where anything else has come up again. Generally, they haven't, because it's been such an emotional day and I spend a lot of time on it. So generally, that is okay. We then talk a little bit about daily worries. And how they can face challenges, because the whole point of this is that we can't stop challenges happening, but we can learn how to deal with them. So we learn about negative self-talk. We talk about gossip, which is, you know, a lot of women, a lot of men as well, a lot of people
yes.
love to gossip, but it's actually very, very destructive. So we talk about why people gossip, where it's coming from, and then the self-talk that we have with ourselves, you know, the lies that we tell ourselves, etc. So we have a good session on that, and everybody's very open. So we get, I get people to write stuff on the whiteboard, and it's very interactive. In fact, the whole 3 days are very interactive. It isn't just me standing there spouting off. It's, you know, we're all talking, we're all sharing, we're all joining in, and we're all creating the atmosphere and the emotion together, because we all have experiences. We're all women coming from the same place and wanting the same thing. We yes. all want to find our purpose and to feel fulfilled in different areas. So that takes up quite a bit of time going through that, because I just want to make sure that everybody's very clear on how they can deal with their personal challenges, you know, what's going on in their life. So when they leave me on a Sunday and it's Monday morning, they know what to do. They don't think, oh, well, we didn't discuss that, or oh, I don't know what to do next, or et cetera. So I want them to be very, very clear that they know what to do. They have a toolbox. They feel better about themselves. They're very aware of limiting beliefs. They've got rid of a stack of them already. So we then spend a little bit of time on celebrating, because this is so important. So how do they celebrate when things go really well? What do you do? You know, what do we do to celebrate? So it's very important to reward ourselves, which again, women tend not to do. They'll do things for others, you know, first, particularly their children, yes. you know, will come first. But it's very, very important that they learn to reward them. They learn to reward themselves. So we talk about rewards and how they're going to do it and how they're going to keep it up. And the process is really just repeat, repeat, repeat until it becomes part of you at a cellular level. So you just do it all naturally.
Louise Armstrong, thank you so much for going deep into this 3-day intensive workshop that you offer. You offer it every month or every other month?
Every other month.
And coupled with one-on-one coaching. This is the hardest issue we face, finding out who we are and what we want and how to get there. And this workshop, this sounds like you have really figured out ways to help people break through the quagmire, if you will. How do listeners get in touch with you?
They can go onto my website, which is www.womensmidlifecoach.com.
Yes. Even though you coach more than women at midlife, you coach women of all ages, right?
I do. Okay. That URL will be changing, but that is there for okay. now. Yes, okay. I coach all women are very welcome. It's all the same process that we go through.
Yes.
Basically, that's the best place there. And to book a free discovery session and just to have a chat. I believe with anyone, we need to make a heart connection, you know, a heartfelt connection, and
yes.
see if that connection is right for you. And the best way is a chat, you know, yes. let's just have a simple conversation and to see if it feels something you'd like to take, you know, if you'd like to take further forward.
Yes, exactly. I couldn't agree more about that heartfelt connection. I want to thank listeners across the world for joining us today. You've heard me say many times that we have an infographic based on an ebook, What Do Highly Successful People Actually Do to Succeed? 12 Proven Career Building Strategies to Do What You Love, which are the strategies and tactics that men and women for across the millennia have created. And we've had great feedback to it. It's free, and hope it will help you kickstart your career to the next level. You can also subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher to the podcast. If you like interviews like this with experts and individuals, we would love for you to be a part of our tribe so we can know how to serve you better. In closing, every one of us is born with unique talents and gifts. We don't learn them, and we cannot ignore them. They're just a part of who we are, our DNA, if you will. But whenever we discover them and use them in our lives and careers, we do not merely survive, we thrive in every way possible. So until next time, all my best, and whatever you do, have fun out there today.